ocean of dua.
أسألك الهدى والتقى والعفاف والغنى.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters, I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Rarsi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of The Ocean of Dua. In this version of the program, inshallah, we will discuss the true meaning of prayer and dua, the value of prayer, ways of reaching the Almighty Allah, acceptance, and also benefits of dua. So stay with us. Dear brothers and sisters, previously as you have been with us, we learned what to ask from the Almighty Allah when it comes to praying for ourselves. Prior to that, we had learned what to ask from the Almighty Allah and how to beseech Allah for others, how to give preference to the others. But when it comes to ourselves, we also have specific orders what to ask and how to ask the Almighty Allah. We learned to generalize in our prayers. We learned to ask for even the smallest things, be it the laces of our shoes and the salt of our breads. We also learned that we should pray for the great bounties, and we should not regard praying to Allah for His great blessings as asking too much from Him, however great they might be. Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam says, when the Holy Prophet وسلم, used to be asked to do something, if he was willing to do it, then he would reply saying, yes. But if he was not willing to do so, then he would remain silent, as he would never say no to something. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. A Bedouin came to him and asked him for something, but he remained silent. The Bedouin repeated his request, but again he remained silent. He asked him for the third time, yet he sallallahu alaihi wasallam remained silent. Thereafter, he sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as if he was continuing with his speech, what do you want, O Bedouin? So he said, he is just now going to ask you a place in the heaven. The Bedouin said, I ask you to give me a camel, its saddle, and some provision. He sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, I will give you that. Then he turned towards us and said, what a difference between the request of the Bedouin and that of an old lady from Banu Israel. Then he said, when Moses was commanded to cross the sea and he neared it, the mounts were whipped to cross, but they retreated. So Moses said, O my Lord, what has happened to me? Allah said, O Moses, you are at the grave of Yusuf. Carry his bones. Then the grave was as flat as the earth. So he asked his people, does any one of you know where it is? They said, we don't know, but there is an old woman with us. Maybe she would know it. So they turned to her. Moses brought her and asked her, do you know where the grave of Prophet Yusuf is? She replied, yes. And they told her, show it to us. She answered, by Allah, I would not, unless you grant me what I'm going to ask from you. Then Prophet Moses said, you will be granted. She said, I want to be with you in the same position that you will enjoy in the heaven.
Why do we make supplication? And why do we call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Is it because God is not aware of our needs? God is Al-Alim. He knows all of our needs. Is it because God needs convincing? God is known as Al-Jawad. He is the source of generosity. Then why am I making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The dua is a journey of realizations. When a person goes to the ocean and he takes with him a bucket that can carry 4 liters of water, the ocean is infinite. In as much as your vessel is large, that is the amount of water that the ocean will give you. And therefore, our goal is to expand our capacity. Rumi has a very beautiful poem. He says, Har khujo mushkil javab onjo ravad. Wherever there is a problem, that is where the answer will come. Har khujo keshti ob onjo ravad. Wherever there is a vessel, that's where the water will come. Ob kamju tishnagi ovar bedas. Don't go seeking for water. Instead, create the thirst within you. Ta beju shad obaz. So that the water may burst forth from above and from below you. Experience that realization that you need God, and the mercy of God will come towards you. Paradise, thank you Allah. Now that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true. And we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Then it seemed that the prophet Moses was a bit surprised by this request and said, ask me for heaven only. But the lady said, nay, by Allah, but that I want to be with you in heaven, she said. So Moses began to deflect her from her wish when the Almighty Allah revealed to Moses, saying, grant her request, for she is not going to be contented with less than that. So he granted her request, and she pointed out the grave to him, and thus Moses was able to cross the sea, and the mounts were crossed. And this is how studious and ambitious someone is in request. Maybe what she asked from Moses was too much, similarly, assuming what she has done for Moses. But she had very high hopes and ambitions, and that's why she asked from Moses to be with him, one of those specific prophets of the Almighty Allah. And the Prophet wasallam said, what a difference between the request of the Bedouin and that of the old lady from Banu Israel. And this was the story behind the request of this lady from Banu Israel. So we should all be praying for the great bounties, and we should never stop. Thank you, dear listeners, for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye. To you through high.